Romans 13, because this is probably the most powerful scripture on government in the New Testament, therefore in the scripture. And to get the wrong interpretation is to become a slave. To get the right interpretation is to be free. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it's important to get the right interpretation. Otherwise, Adolf Hitler could utilize this scripture, and did actually use this very scripture, and every tyrant has, since Christ came, to say that since government is of God, and anyone who is now ruling is of God, therefore you have to obey whatever they do or say. Every parent who is a tyrant or a despot uses that. Well, I'm the head. I'm your leader. I'm the one who decides. And so many people have been confused then as to whether it would be proper to resist tyranny. We know that God's not a tyrant, but yet he puts Adolf Hitler into power, so Adolf Hitler is there, so he must be God's man, so therefore I have to do whatever he says. And so Adolf used this verse to justify his own tyranny against the naivete and the gullibility of not only the German people, but really of much of Europe, and even the English and even the Americans somewhat were disturbed. And even out to this day, even now, the church was confused over this. Gosh, that's right there. So I'm going to read that. But before I do, I want to do something that is indirectly related, but I think, by God, more directly related than anything I'm sharing on government. And that is that the secret to government is the same secret to anything in culture, which is how to interpret the text. That's called hermeneutics in scholarly language. In other words, how do you understand what God has said or what God has written? How do you understand the Bible? We know what it says. Everyone agrees this is what it says. Now, of course, there are many translations and different texts, but nonetheless, more or less, we're not arguing about which text is true, though of course that is also the case. But once we agree that this is the text, how do you interpret it? How do you understand that text? Is Adolf Hitler right? Did Adolf Hitler interpret it according to a satanic understanding? Did the church fall for that? Or is God the only one that can interpret Scripture himself? And does Scripture interpret itself? How do we understand Scripture? Now, I want to make a very simple point here, that truth, which is not only the Word of God, not only Jesus who says, I am the truth, thy word is truth, the Word of God, I am the truth, it's a person. Truth is in the nature of God, the only thing that we require and need to be free. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if I don't know truth, I'm going to be a slave. I'm going to be in bondage. I'm going to be destroyed. So truth is what we need above all else. It takes wisdom then to discover truth. How many know it's not easy to get at truth today? If you wanted to find truth, you can't just read the papers. You can't just check with the collective. You can't just find out what your neighbors are doing. Truth is personal. And Jesus said, I am the truth. I'm the one that gives the truth. Now when we have the text and it's written down, if we give a false interpretation, the true text, but I could give a false interpretation of that true text, and therefore prevent the authority of the truth from setting me free. Now, Jesus had no other concern except that he, being the truth, wanted to share the truth so that people could get away from the lies. Now remember, lie is over here. It's what Satan is, the author of all lies. He is the liar from the beginning. He is the one that tells the lies that keeps us from the truth. But the truth is not only a text, but the correct interpretation and the correct application. But you couldn't do it an application that's true if you didn't have the correct interpretation. And you can't do that unless the text you're looking at is the true text. So the devil, if I were the devil, I would attack first the text, then I would attack the interpretation of that text, and then I would attack the execution or the application of that text. And that's exactly what he does. So his whole kingdom is built on the dialectic, which is the attacking of the text, the interpretation, and the application, so that God cannot execute his will, so that the will of God will be thwarted. Now, Martin Luther, in the Middle Ages, of which he was a product, Martin Luther followed the fourfold interpretation of Scripture, which I gave you last night. I know you don't understand it, so I want to teach it to you just a little bit, otherwise we won't understand Romans 13. Under Satan's humanistic dialectic, there are three deeper meanings to any text. Here I'm looking at the Bible, and I'm actually reading the Greek text itself here. I'm looking at the Bible, and when I read it literally, according to its literal sense, all I've got is the letter. But how many know that the letter kill it? So I have the letter, and I'm reading the letter, and it says in here, don't sin. That's a killer. Right there, I don't want to hear that. So the devil helped us out. The devil tempted you, but you sinned. You're not a victim. You're not innocent. You're guilty. How many know that you have your own flesh? You have your own dominion that God gave you, and if you gave it to the devil, that's your fault. You can't say, the devil made me do it. No, you did it. And you're even more guilty because God not only told you to stay free, he gave you the truth so that you could stay free. He is the truth, but he also told you the truth, revealed the truth by nature, through your reason, through your moral conscience, not through your senses. But you have a reason, and all men everywhere know at least that there's a God. They know at least that they ought to do right, and they have a moral sense that says this is right. No, something's wrong. Everybody knows that. That's the truth. But that revelation has been supplemented because the devil was able to overthrow reason and conscience. That is, the devil's more clever. He's more subtle. He's more supple. He's able to snake his way in and poison and strike at anyone at any time. How many know that he is able to find our weak spots and then tempt us and then destroy us? The tempter is also the accuser. The minute he tempts you, he immediately accuses you. The one who tempts you says, why don't you do this? And once you do it, immediately, God, look at that. That's one of mine. And so if you belong to Satan, it's by your own will. God gave you the freedom not to be subject to the lies of Satan. So sin and death are not God's original intent for mankind. God did not originally intend for mankind to live in sin and death and to perish, but rather to have life. So when Martin Luther was studying the Scripture, he realized that there was a fourfold interpretation. The literal sense was the first, and then the second was analogical or anagogical, which is the rational sense, and then the tropological, which was the moral sense, and then the allegorical, which was the mystical, or the deep, 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 deep sense. Now, the Bible calls these the deeper things of Satan. The Bible calls this interpretive scheme, which is as old as the hills, this is not invented by the Gnostics in the days of Jesus or by the Jews back in the, 700, 800 years before Christ. Actually, this sense comes from Scripture itself. It comes all the way back from the Garden of Eden. Satan invented this dialectic, and he hasn't changed his ways since that time. So Martin Luther was using these to understand Scripture. He was trying to understand the text, give the correct interpretation, and so he saw the literal text, and he said, I want to read this text and try to get the meaning out of it. For he was studying Psalms at the time, he was studying Romans, he was a young man, he was still Roman Catholic, he fit in then with the Jewish Roman Catholic fourfold understanding of Scripture. In other words, every time you read a text, don't just look at the letter, get the spiritual deeper meaning, and spiritual meant, how many know that spirit can be evil or good? Spiritual meant this other three deeper meanings, the rational, the moral, and the mystical. That is, the analogical, anagogical, the tropological, and the allegorical. So these were literally the tools by which men understood the holy word of God, and they're all humanistic. In other words, they're satanic. In other words, Satan was able to use flesh to try to interpret spirit. And what you end up with is dialectic, because that is the dialectic. In fact, I would say this is the essence or the heart of the dialectic, is the hermeneutical procedure by which you are able to turn the holy into an unholy through this method. You're able to take that which is clean and make it dirty. You're able to destroy that which is of God. You're able to keep God out. You're able to cause man then to walk in his own righteousness, in his own wisdom, in his own strength, and to go and perish in hell. Now, this dialectic sense, this dialectic hermeneutic, this way of interpreting is everything. When Jesus came, he was the great interpreter. He said to them, man shall live not by bread alone, human, biological determinism, but man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Jesus said, the words of God, the words that are proceeding out of God continually, there's where your life is. You will live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In other words, there is no life except in God. You can exist, but you have no life, and you will perish. So while you're alive, you need to have the correct interpretation of the text of God, the written text, the oral text, what he spoke, then written down by the Holy Spirit, inspiring men who wrote it down to this book, so that we could have this covenant, this contract, this written text. But we can't understand it by natural reason. We can't understand it with our rational, analogical, andagogical sense. We can't understand it with our moral conscience sense. We can't understand it with our mystical, trying to be some kind of deep person. How many know that we all have those illusions that there's some kind of mystical union between me and the tree and the bush and everything that's out there? That's a kind of an Al Gore approach to life. Is that somehow there's a zeitgeist out there that I could get a handle on, some kind of world spirit, that I'm one with you and you're one with me. Precisely collectivism. Collectivism is exactly that. I am related to you even though I'm a Christian and you're a Muslim, or I'm a Christian and you're a witchcraft person. It doesn't make any difference. We all share something in common. Indeed, we do, sin. We do share sin. And the only way out of that is to come out through truth. Only truth can rescue you out. Only truth can save you out. Only God's truth from heaven revealed can get you free. So what you have by nature is not adequate. So the devil said it is. And the devil was able to use these three senses to destroy this sense here and to make the literal, grammatical, historical, obvious, plain, common sense of the Word of God go away, to say this text is obscure, it's dark, it's hard to read. Anyone who's read the Scripture would agree with the devil. Yeah, I don't understand this. Begat, ugh, too much. I don't understand this. Yes, you do. You understand it exactly. It's talking about your sin. It's indicting you. Well, that's why I don't want to read it. It isn't that I can't read it. It's that I don't like what it says. For example, it'll say, love your neighbor as yourself. Don't want to. It'll say, worship God. It'll say, your mouth was made to praise the Lord at all times. Don't want to. You see, it's my moral rebellion. It's my intellectual rebellion. It's my volitional rebellion. It's my emotional rebellion against God. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do what he says. I want my way. I want to do it my way. So naturally, it's going to be hard to interpret this text if you're the one doing the interpretation and if the devil is helping out with his dialectic. So the devil uses the human dialectic, the humanistic, materialistic, naturalistic dialectic in order to destroy the letter of the law. Now, the letter of the law is just words. It's just grammar. It's just something that Jesus came in history. He came in time. It's just historical. But in this letter is your whole life. Now, the letter killeth. So if that's true, I don't want to read it. But the Spirit gives life. So let's look for the spiritual. But watch, this is a trick on the part of the devil. No. The literal sense is all you have. There isn't anything else but sensus literalis, the literal sense. But the literal sense is a lot different than you think it is. The literal sense is the only sense because that's all you have written there. You can't guess, speculate what God is like up there. How many know we've never seen God? No one's ever seen him. So the only one that could make him known would be Jesus. Because Jesus is of the Father. He was in the bosom of the Father. And he has come and made him known. So Jesus gives the true interpretation through his own blood, through his own life. He said, the Father's word, which is holy, destroys all flesh, whether you're legalistic or licentious. Here's the licentious living in open rebellion. Here is the good of man, the legalistic. Oh, I did what God said. You're a liar. No. I'm not openly living in sin. I'm just secretly living in sin. And there's a big difference. I'm actually good. So what men call good, God calls evil.